Hey, school counselor friends. Are you looking to take your counseling program to the next level? Well, we have some exciting news for you. The Perks School Counselor Content Club membership. And guess what? For a limited time only, you can get half off our yearly membership or even try us for a special $99 6-month deal. But hurry, this is our Black Friday deal and it's only good until November 29th. So what exactly do you get with the Perks School Counselor Content Club membership anyway? Well, let me tell you, you get instant access to all of the perks. That means you'll have access to the full library of lessons, groups, individual curriculum, games, decor, and everyday resources too. It's like having a treasure trove of counseling materials right at your fingertips. But that's not all, because Perks membership also offers professional development that can earn you college credit. Yes, you heard me right. You'll be able to enhance your skills while earning credits towards professional growth. And here's an extra treat for you and your students. Bonus seasonal resources that they'll absolutely love. It's the perfect way to keep your counseling sessions fresh and engaging throughout the year. But the best part, the Perks School Counselor Content Club membership gives you the freedom to really enjoy your job. No more spending countless hours planning lessons, groups, and individual counseling sessions. With the perks, you'll have everything you need to work smarter and not harder. So why wait? Take advantage of this Black Friday deal now and get your instant access to all our lesson plans, groups, and tier 3 resources, plus the templates you need for building your counseling systems, access to our private Facebook community, live webinars, and questions and answers with me and Brandy, as well as all the downloadable materials that you can use right away. So don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your counseling program. Once again, it's half off our yearly membership or a special $99 6-month membership. But remember, this offer is only valid until November 29th. So visit our website today or check the show notes and join the perks. Your students deserve the best, and so do you.
You're listening to the Counselor Chat Podcast, a show for school counselors looking for easy to implement strategies, how-to tips, collaboration, and a little spark of joy. I'm Carol Miller, your host. I'm a full-time school counselor and the face behind Counseling Essentials. I'm all about creating simplified systems, data-driven practices, and using creative approaches to engage students. If you're looking for a little inspiration to help you make a big impact on student growth and success, you're in the right place because we're better together. Ready to chat? Let's dive in.
Hi, counselor friends. It's Carol, and thanks for joining me today for another episode of Counselor Chat. I thought I'd start by sharing a little bit about my day today. So I took the morning off for an appointment and I got to work about noontime. And when I got there, I had completely forgotten everything that I had scheduled in the afternoon, which did include a lesson, a classroom lesson. Now, normally I'm prepared and ready to go. I know what I'm going to be talking about. I know what we're going to be doing. But today wasn't the case. I was not prepared. This was also a class that had an extra lesson over the course of the month because of how our days fall. We're on a 6-day rotating cycle. And so I needed something brand new to do with them. And I just wasn't prepared. So sometimes you have to be prepared for spontaneity. So as I'm like in a panic thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? My co-counselor, who I share an office with, Ashley, says to me, why don't you do a guided meditation? Because that class loves them. And why don't you also, next month, we're talking about safety and they're in fifth grade. So why don't you just ask them, what kind of safety topics are they interested in? I have to say, it was a fabulous idea, and I ran with it because let me tell you, friends, I had nothing better. And although I was a little nervous about asking kids like what they wanted to learn about, it was probably one of the best lessons that I think I've had with them. It was just so candid, and we were talking, and it was just so great. And I really found out what things that they're worried about, how they think about their personal safety and what they're worried about with online safety and even bike safety. I was surprised at the number of kids who wanted to talk about biking safety. So it was a really good lesson, which led me to think, maybe being prepared with a little bit of spontaneity isn't such a bad thing. I think we need to be well prepared and we need to be organized when it comes time for lessons. But I think allowing for a little flexibility and adaptability to really meet the needs of our students and respond to, well, the unexpected. In this case, it was me not being prepared because I was gone for the morning. Sometimes even during class, things go off topic a little bit. And it's all right to allow that spontaneity. All in all, though, even when I was doing this lesson, I still had to have some really clear learning objectives. I really had to identify the key concepts and skills that I wanted for my students and try to, of course, design the lesson around those. And so my objectives for today were to understand the needs of students in regards to safety, personal safety, body safety, online safety, and then we threw in bike safety as well. I also had to make sure that I was really more flexible than I typically am, because while I wanted to know certain things, I had to be able to really adjust what we were talking about on the fly and listen to kids and really take their information that they were sharing with me and process that and understand that and then be able to respond back to them, because I wasn't asking really specific targeted questions. I was allowing them to really drive the conversation. What it really allowed was to incorporate student voice and choice in their lessons. It really gave them the opportunity to provide input and make choices about their learning. And I think when I think about lesson planning for myself and how important that is and what that means, I'm always saying that planning a lesson, we also have to incorporate Common Core. And Common Core is asking us to have our kids think critically. This lesson, I think, was the epitome of Common Core standards by incorporating their student voice and giving them choice, having them be responsible for their learning options that are coming next month. And while this format was very, very different than lessons that I typically prepare, I think it's something I'm going to repeat. It was a really different pathway to meeting learning objectives, because I have objectives. I want them to meet them. And this was just a different pathway. Friends, I think be open, be adaptable, and understand that in situations that might arise where you're going kind of like fly by night, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh, I need something. Just be adaptable. Think of something maybe a little outside the box, maybe even that you're a little bit uncomfortable to do. I will admit, today I was a little bit uncomfortable and letting kids really take the lead on telling me what they wanted and what they needed. But all in all, it really was such a great way to hear their voice. And after all, I think as school counselors, we're always asking to hear the student's own voice. I am planning on incorporating this type of lesson into more of my program, even if I have to ask for an extra day to get it in from the teachers to say, hey, can I have like another 30 seconds or another, 15 minutes from, this period just before lunch on a different day to ask them some of these questions? I think that's going to be really important for the days ahead, because I really want to create a learning environment that's structured and flexible. And I really want to optimize our student learning and their engagement. I am really hoping that this spontaneity that we had today, that this lesson and giving them this voice and this choice is going to lead to some really great conversations and lessons next month. And I can't wait to share back with you what that may actually look like. Now, in case you're wondering what the whole lesson looked like, once again, it was with the fifth grade class, and I started the lesson with a guided meditation. Usually I go in and I'm like asking them questions and I get them all kind of hyped up and I bring them to my energy level. Because I wanted to really set the tone up for them thinking about things and really engaging and telling me what they wanted, I used that guided meditation to kind of slow them down, get their brains kind of working and focusing. And I wanted kind of a sense of stillness and almost quiet in the room. And so the guided meditation actually allowed me to do that. And then once we were there and we came back, you know, from our voyage, as I like to call them, I started to say, all right, now that we're back, I have some things to talk about with you. Next month is safety month. And this is what that month means. We're going to be talking about all kinds of safety. And I have to know what safety issues are on your mind. What are you concerned about? And I did tell them some things, like we might be talking about relationships when it comes, you know, for safety, or being in situations that make us uncomfortable, or our body safety, or physical safety. Maybe it's school safety. Maybe it's bikes. You know, I did throw out bike safety, which they like were all over. But I didn't mention online safety, but we had a few kids who said, yeah, we want to talk about online safety. And another little guy said, hey, I want to know about what happens when we're playing a game, like an online game. And we feel like the conversations are not being too safe there. So I was really impressed by the answers that they gave. And like I said, it was all student-driven. I gave them a little nugget of this is what I'm looking for, and they just ran with it. And I have to admit, almost every single hand was up, and kids really wanted to share. I always have kids sharing, and I always have kids participating, and they're always engaged in my lessons because I hype them up a lot. But this one, which was low-keyed and mellow, was really great. And I had a different kind of engagement, but it was really insightful. And I'm really proud of this class as well. So if you have questions about this process, let me know. If you use this process yourself, hey, I want to hear about it. I want to hear about other ways that I can be prepared or use prepared spontaneity. I think it's really, really important. And like I said, it is something I know I am going to use again. If you are interested in the guided meditations that I use, I will also put a link to them so that you can see exactly what I used. And if you have any questions, reach out. Anyway, friends, thank you for letting me share my day with you. I can't wait to share again the results of the lessons that we're going to put together based on their needs. So I'll be sharing those with you in future episodes. But please share this episode if you have somebody that you think could benefit or would like it. That would mean so, so, so much to me, especially since this is a relatively new podcast and most people probably don't even know I'm on the air yet. So your sharing really helps to get the word out. Until next time, can't wait till we chat again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Counselor Chat. All of the links I talked about can be found in the show notes and at counselingessentials.org/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast player. And if you would be so kind to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Want to connect? Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram at Counseling Essentials. Until next time, can't wait till we chat. Bye for now.